Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, hey, it looks like the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, in a recent letter to environmental groups, signaled it may not put the gray wolf back on the endangered species list after it was removed under the Trump administration. In the letter to several groups that sued the Trump administration for ending protections for the species back in October, FWS defended the decision, saying it was made using the best scientific and commercial data available. FWS wrote in that letter to Earth Justice, the Center for Biological Diversity, and others that their delisting action recognized the successful recovery of one of the most iconic species out there. Now, the Trump administration made the move in October, ending more than 45 years of protection for the predator. Now, the population, they say, once stood at around 1,000 wolves, but is now closer to 6,000. President Biden has since ordered a review of the Trump administration's move under an executive order issued on his first day in office. Now, the response from FWS concerned environmentalists who say the agency faces an obligation to review the wolf delisting due to Biden's order. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.